Manju are Japanese sweets made from rice flour and flavored fillings. A box of manju is what you take to somebody's house on a special occasion or simply snack on with a cup of tea. As part of our local candy series, Florangela Davila of member station KPLU has the story of Seattle's manju maker.
On Saturdays, Art Oki's mom used to take him to the local sweet shop. He was 6 years old and the perfect height to stare right into the display case.
And see all the sweets and you're going, oh, that one looks good.
They sit in tidy rows and look like dumplings in all different colors. Bubblegum pink, green tea green, shiny white. They're steamed or baked. I pick one that looks like a potato called imogashi. Listen to what's in it.
Cinnamon on the outside, cake covering with white lima bean paste in the middle. I call that my Japanese version of a snickerdoodle.
When he was naming the ingredients, you heard correctly. White lima bean paste. It's sweet. There's also manju filled with red azuki beans. And if this makes you leery, Oki will slip into manju sales mode.
When I talk to people who are new to Japanese sweets, or remind them, it's a little softer than gummy bears.
Yeah. It's like gooey rice, but a better consistency. It's like you get to eat like a really good Play-Doh.
Okay.
His shop is called Umaido, and it's on a street that used to cut through Seattle's old Japantown. After the sweet shop from Oki's childhood closed in the 1970s, the closest place to get manju was in Vancouver, Canada. And when that one closed, anyone traveling to California or Hawaii had manju requests.
At times, I would have to bring back like 6 dozen, so that was half my carry-ons.
Fresh manju lasts only a few days. These chewy morsels speak to Japanese tradition and nostalgia.
My mother would say, oh, I think you would like this one. I went with the plain white one and liked the bean paste, the unko inside, and got hooked on ever since.
For 30 years, Oki worked in local government as an accountant. Then he started at the bottom, apprenticing at a manju shop in L.A. where he learned the basics. He opened his store last year and is still learning from customers.
The Hawaii folks actually suggested my newest item, the chichidango, coconut milk infused into the mochi. And it just tastes like Hawaii.
And for people in Seattle, it tastes like home. For NPR News, I'm Florangela Davila.
So what's the candy that sends you back to a sweet and simpler time? Tweet your answer to us with the hashtag AmeriCandy. Or let us know on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.